up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. And here we are again, Christmas time again. The Grinch, reigning champion, defends again. I am Christmas Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in podcasting, Mary Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this year, I mean, maybe this is it. Like, we've thought hard, long and hard about this one. I thought, like, how the fuck are we going to take the Grinch down?
So if this doesn't do it, I don't know what the fuck's going to do
this
it.
This year, it's Grinch versus Krampus. Here we go.
Now, I was trying to work out the other day, because I thought the Grinch was 3-0, but it's 4, isn't it?
4-0.
Because he beat George Bailey.
Yep.
He beat Buddy. Now, Buddy's the one I always forget. Then he beat John McClane, and then he kicked the fuck out of Frosty last year.
Yeah, I mean, I thought John McClane was going to take him down, and
I
then
did
he
too.
Snatched it. And I don't know, all week I've been thinking that Krampus is going to take him down as well. But the more I think about it, as we're getting closer and closer, the more I'm thinking, I don't know, he may actually snatch this again.
Well, let's see, I mean, just for the sake of clarity, I'm wearing a Grinch t-shirt. That's not because I'm partial at all. It's just because it's fucking warm in this room and I needed a t-shirt rather than a jumper.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I did that. I actually have a Grinch shirt, but I couldn't find it because nobody did anything for Christmas last year, so I didn't get to wear the fucking thing. So it's in this house somewhere. The only thing I have is a Grinch t-shirt like Mark's, but that is my Christmas Day t-shirt. It only gets worn on Christmas Day, and I am not breaking that tradition for this podcast.
Yeah, to be fair, I forgot I had this until about 3 days ago when I was looking for Christmas jumpers, because as same as yourself, didn't do a great deal last year, so they all went back in the box, back in the top of the wardrobe, and I forgot all about them until we were looking for Christmas presents. So that happened upon other jumpers and this shirt, so that's why I've got it on now. But yeah, it's literally because it's so fucking warm in this room. It's unseasonably warm. Bear in mind, it's the middle of December.
Yep.
It's like the fucking Bahamas in this room.
Yep. Welcome to Fashion and Weather Watch with Chris and Mark. I'm just rolling the sleeves up on my jumper as we said. Okay.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you, we're releasing all of these together as we normally do, but for those of you that have already listened to Better Than Mario, how I didn't pass out by the end of that podcast last week wearing this jumper is beyond me. I was seriously, seriously warm. So hopefully, this tends to be shorter, but you never know. Hopefully, I won't pass out before the end of this. If this podcast goes silent, listeners, I'm in hospital somewhere. So at least you know what's happened. Okay, so cards on the table then. First and foremost, we have to establish what we're doing with Krampus. I'm assuming, as we would normally do with a character of this ilk, we are taking a generalized kind of amalgamation of Krampus, because of course the version that's been popularized recently in America was based on a 2015 Christmas film. Pretty faithful to the actual legend, if you like, of Krampus, but there are, you know, there are some differences there. So, you know, we take a little bit from that. We take a little bit from what Krampus actually is, I guess. Same as we do with the Grinch, really. There's so many iterations of the Grinch. We just take the general flavor of the character. I mean, Grinch, defending champion straight away. So we know what he can do. You know, we know he's slithery. We know he's pretty flexible. We know he's got good reach. We know he's slinky. We know he's all of these things. Krampus, though, is just a great big fucking powerhouse. Essentially, he's a demon is what he is, isn't he? He's kind of a Christmas. Well, he's the Christmas devil, isn't he? Yeah. Essentially, so like, you know, this the previous times we've put people up against the Grinch, with the exception of John McClane, and even John McClane to push, has tended to be a case of here's somebody that's absolutely full of the joys of Christmas. Here's one of the nicest people on the planet, completely benevolent, is never going to get involved in a fight, and the Grinch has been able to walk over him. That is not the case here. Completely the opposite. We have a malevolent Christmas devil who exists purely to fuck up naughty kids. That's the point of Krampus. You're a naughty kid. Like, there's no lumps of coal in your stocking.
No, lumps of in Germany. Tissue and blood
you
and
get, yeah, you get fucking kicked the shit out of. So, yeah, it is German, isn't it? Is it German?
Yeah.
Krampus? Yeah, I think it is. No, I'm not entirely sure. It's Europe,
I think it is.
Somewhere.
I'm pretty sure it's German.
Me being me, done no research.
No, me I did none whatsoever. I watched the film yesterday, just for the fuck of it.
That counts as a lot of research. I've watched the film every year for the last 3 or 4 years, so I'm pretty au fait with the film. I'm generally au fait with the legend, but not completely with the origins. Maybe I should watch the really shit Krampus Origins film that I've seen advertised now. So I'm saying really shit. I haven't watched it. It might be really good.
Maybe that's one we need to investigate.
Doesn't look it. Incidentally, for those of you listening, there are a million and one knockoff Krampus films because Krampus is, of course, public domain. Yeah. So if anybody does listen to this podcast and then decide they want to go and actually watch Krampus, just be careful of the one you choose. You're looking for the 2015 Universal flick if you want the.
Yeah, it's Legendary Pictures, isn't it?
I know it was put out by Universal. I don't know.
I think it's Legendary Pictures, the one with Adam Scott and Toni Collette in it.
That'll be the one. Yeah. So go with that one. Anyway, right. So yeah, we're talking about a malevolent Christmas devil, basically. Like he's not gonna just. This isn't
he's not gonna
be,
fuck around, is he?
No, he's not gonna fuck around. This is gonna be one of those things where he's gonna try and appeal to the Grinch's better nature. This is gonna be a case of right. You've spent a great deal of time fucking up people's Christmases, so now you're going to hell. That's what
you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, you are on the naughty list, and he would be, you know, he would be on that. So this is like, right, I'm fucking coming for you, motherfucker. So we've got that's a lot of fucks in one sentence already.
Channeling your inner me.
Yeah. So I mean, in terms of, like I say, for new listeners, I guess we'll just run it. In terms of the Grinch, there are no weapons with the Grinch essentially, but it's the fact that he's pretty much impossible to hit.
Well, it's that he's kind of we've kind of gone with the environmental stuff, haven't we? So they went. I think particularly where the John McClane fights, they were in an office because John McClane, and so there were Christmas lights, there were decorations, there were staplers and shit like that. You know? So we kind of just go with what's to hand, don't we? And I think that
he's versatile. He's hard to hit is the thing as well.
Yeah,
that was why it's always been a case of like. You know, he's furry for one, so he's got some built-in padding. He's got the pot belly as well,
yeah.
And he's also just got that kind of slithery, slinky nature about him. Where
and he's even got that sort of bulldogish snout as well, hasn't he? So there's not well in the film iterations, and in the book, it's more pronounced. But as they've evolved the Grinch and the character design of the Grinch, the nose and the snout have become a bit more sort of bulldogish.
Yes.
So again, they're not going to be as easy to hit, or if you do hit them, they're not going to collapse as far. It's not going to hurt as much as if you know. If you look at the illustrations in the original book, and then the first cartoon iteration, which was the 60s, wasn't it? If you look at that one, obviously from in the profile, so the nose comes out and up a little bit, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously that you whack that, it's going to do some damage. But you look at the Jim Carrey vehicle, it was all sort of set back. And it was a bit more plastic.
It is very dog-like. Yeah, you're right, in the Jim Carrey vehicle. But yeah, whereas it's more pronounced in the book, you're correct. But yeah, it's more that, yeah, okay, maybe the nose sticks out a bit, but, you know, he is able to just, he contorts his body in all sorts of weird and wonderful ways, basically. And there's also, generally has come into play every year as well, there's the fact that, you know, if the true Christmas spirit comes through with him, then he gets the strength of 10 Grinches plus two and essentially becomes Super Grinch. Now that normally works because the people he's fighting are preaching the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess Krampus sort of is, but we'll see how that goes. I mean, with Krampus, they're like, yes, he's evil, but he's not really, is he? He's more of an anti-hero. He exists purely to punish the bad children. And again, especially if we take the 2015 film, it's not just the bad children. It's more about here's a fucktard of a family that has no Christmas spirit whatsoever.
Yeah. You're all going to pay for it.
You are all going to pay, and you are going to learn the true meaning of Christmas, or you're all going to fucking burn in hell.
Well, I mean, to be fair, not looking to spoil the film, but I don't even think learning the true meaning of Christmas saves you anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, we won't spoil the film, but it has a very open ending, and Jude is out on that. I firmly, despite the director now having come out and said he goes. The happier version of that ending is the canon one. I put my feet firmly in the camp of nobody survives that movie. So who knows? I'd say I'm not gonna say any more than that, no spoilers, but it is a very open ending.
I will be fair, I did like it, but I'd say it's very open to interpretation.
I think it's great, and I think it's a great film. I've watched it every year since the first time I watched it. I think it's very good. It ticks all of the Christmas film boxes for me. So it will never appear on Better Than Mario. It's too good.
Well, Origins may. Depends what it's like.
Origins may. So Where was it? Yeah. So there's a possibility that he may kind of preach the spirit of Christmas to the Grinch, but he's certainly not going to be here going like, you should be nice, you should be friendly, you should be happy. There's none of this trying to bargain with people and bring them around here. This is right. Coming with my chains, my big bag of fucking sticks. Because that's something that's missing from the film. He carries the bag, but in folklore, he's got like a bag of fucking sticks or canes.
Yeah.
And he beats the children with them. He beats them, then he puts them in his sack, and he takes them to hell.
Mm.
So, you know, that's kind of what we've got going on here. He's going to be showing up with a big bag of fucking sticks, some chains he can whip around, bells attached to him. And he's going to be, I think he's just going to be straight in there. No questions asked. He's going to be like, you're coming with me, motherfucker.
Well, yeah,
and he's going to be straight at it with the sticks.
I mean, the whole thing with it as well is, I mean, I'm not overly familiar with a lot of the lore behind it. Certainly, you know, certainly with the film, and I've read some of the sort of the stuff behind it. But the whole thing of, you know, the spirit, no, the entire decimation of the spirit of Christmas. The Grinch has got that in spades. As soon as he starts robbing Whoville, that's it. So anything he does after that to try and redeem himself, he's already invoked Krampus at that point. So,
yes.
So the motherfucker's already there. And any amount of do-gooding and putting stuff back and carving the roast beast and all the rest of it, it's not going to mean shit.
No, it's not. I don't mean that like I think Krampus is going to go, all right, then you've learned
your
trick, I'll leave you alone. But if he's constantly being pursued by Krampus to the point where he's led to question himself and whether what he's doing is right because Krampus is out to punish him, it comes back to what it's come back to every other year, with the exception of John McClane. It comes back to the fact of once he gets the true meaning of Christmas and he gets the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2, he's just going to rip Krampus in half. Like, chains ain't doing nothing. He'll snap them. Sticks, he'll definitely snap them. Like, you're talking Bane and Batman at this point then. You're talking Grinch fucking gorilla pressing Krampus over him and then breaking him too. I mean, again, that's something we need to bear in mind. So we're taking an amalgamation of the character and obviously the one from the film. Is this giant, monstrous Krampus, whereas in folklore, he is more of a kind of traditional sort of demonic sort of figure. He's relatively small, cloven hoops.
Kind of more like an imp
or something. Yeah. Yes, definitely. So I think we kind of have to go in the middle there. I think
I probably tend
to lean more towards the movie one just because he looks fucking cool.
Well, that's the thing. And I mean, you don't really see what he looks like until quite close to the end of the film anyway. Obviously, you get sort of shots from the rear, you get silhouettes and stuff like that. But everything, it's either implied or you get the little the subordinates effect. I can't think of a word from been a long day.
Elves.
Well, yeah, you've got the elves, and so you've got like the Jack in the Box type thing, and you've got
there's nothing complex about them. There's elves, there's toys.
I was thinking there's going to be there was something about it, but yeah. So you tend to spend more time with those things than you do with actual Krampus anyway.
That's my one complaint about the film. Actually, I said it's very good. That's my one complaint, is it's called Krampus, and you don't see much Krampus. You see a lot of his minions, if you like them.
Minions, thank you. What I was looking for. It's been a really long day.
I was waiting to see if you'd stumble on it, and then I just thought, man, he's not going to get it. I'll throw it out there.
I had underlings. I had all sorts of things. Couldn't think of fucking minions for the life of me.
The minions.
Thank you.
Not the little things with the one eye, like the fucking Pez-shaped things, like actual minions. But yeah, spent a lot of time with them. That's to take nothing away from it. It's got big gremlins energy because of that. But
yeah.
But yeah, you spend a lot of time with them. They are going to be excluded from this fight. As we always do, it is unfair to allow them in this fight. All right, same as we don't allow Max in with the Grinch. Not that Max is going to make too much of a dent here. Like, Krampus is probably just going to eat him.
Yeah.
So he's not going to make too much of a dent. But yeah, I think, you know, it's 1v1. As always, it's going to be important, I think, to work out where the arena is, because certainly if we take some of the powers from the film Visionaries, Krampus is able to kind of just go under the snow and kind of yank people down.
That's Jaws what I was style. Thinking. I mean, you've either got... it's either going to be in one of the houses or between the houses, in which case, if he's outside, as I said, you know, you've got the fact that Krampus can manipulate ground. He can be under the snow and drag people under. He can break the ground open and literally have a fire pit that takes you straight to hell. You know, so if you're in the houses, then I mean, even if you take the minions aside, you've still got that whole aspect of coming down the chimney. So you know, there's whatever arena you put it in, I don't think you put Krampus at a disadvantage in any way.
No, I think kind of think I see it happening on the roof of a house, really. Krampus has got the fucking sleigh. He's going to land it on the house, and then he jumps from house to house.
Mm.
The Grinch is literally going down the chimneys himself. Krampus comes down the chimney as well. So it's almost like, you know, he's going to... The Grinch is going to pop back out of a chimney with a bunch of toys and be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What's this? What the fuck are you? Now, he's also, I think, going to be straight on the attack because for all, like, yeah, he's fucked up and demonic looking. Like, Krampus is essentially the mirror to Father Christmas. He's,
yeah.
I mean, literally in folklore, you have Saint Nicholas rewarding good kids and Krampus beating the shit out of the naughty ones and abducting them. So,
yeah.
You know, he's got, all right, so he's got the chain and the bells and he's got cloven hooves and stuff. But again, we take the elements from 2015 when he's going to have the furry robe and the hood. So initially it's going to be, oh, okay, here's the actual Father Christmas. Now, the Grinch, I say you'd be straight at him. I don't know if he would. I think the first thing the Grinch is going to do is, because this is in the character, I think, as well, is just be, okay, I've been rumbled. How can I talk my way out of this?
Yeah.
I think it's what it's actually going to be, first of all. Like, ah, yeah, sorry. I'm pretending to be you. I've stolen all the toys. You know, he's going to try and talk his way out of it first, I think, actually, and bargain his way around the issue.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, if you think of the interaction with Cindy Lou Who, where he's like, no, I'm taking them back to my workshop because they're damaged. He's going to try and bullshit his way out of it.
There and bring them back here. Yeah.
He will very much try and bluff and bluster his way out of it.
Yes. So I think there's that. Krampus will have none of that.
No.
He's non-verbal as well. So he's literally just going to, he's just going to growl at him, essentially. At which point you'd like to think the Grinch knows something's up.
Well, yeah.
I think he's pretty, I mean, that's the other thing. He is one of the smartest combatants we've had, I think. Not just at Christmas time, I think in general. Like, in terms of, if we're doing, like, a D&D stat block for the Grinch, like, intelligence is way up there.
Yeah.
Like, he is not dumb. Like, you don't pull the wool over his eyes. Yeah. You know, he's high intelligence, high wisdom, definitely. Mm. So, I don't think he's going to spend too long before he thinks, okay, something's fucking up. I think he'd try and run.
I think so, too.
I think he'd run away. It kind of becomes a chase across the rooftop, doesn't it? I think.
Yeah, but I mean that. If anything, Krampus is going to be too good at that.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, to a point where he's going to jump
from roof to roof. Hulk
Krampus is going to be leaping from roof to roof, and the Grinch is going to try it, fuck it, and miss, and end up in the snow down below. To a point where Krampus is going to be too good, and he's going to hit his landing, whereas Grinch won't. So that gives an advantage where they're on different levels and he's away.
This is the thing where. And this has carried the Grinch through to so many of these fights, despite the fact that he's sort of a nasty piece of work.
Mm.
He's really got that pluck that we see in so many rogues and anti-heroes, hasn't he? Of like, yeah, he's likely to miss the roof, but then probably catch on to a string of Christmas lights and swing his way to safety, you know, or be able to shimmy back up or whatever. I think maybe you're right. Maybe he does miss. But he's likely to grab some lights or something on the way down, and then he's got himself his first weapon. I mean, we've seen him literally take out John McClane with a string of Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, this is part of a wider universal discussion, I suppose, in terms of our who wins bracket across the universe. But it's like, well, if a string of lights can take out John McClane, who is literally unkillable, in the title. Probably take out a Krampus as well. I mean, how does one take out a Krampus is the issue here. It's not really established.
I mean, I think with anything like that, any sort of...
Probably go for the head, same as Santa Claus, isn't it?
Yeah, so any mythic monster is going to be, you know, remove the head or destroy the brain, surely.
It's got to be. I mean, that's what we did with Father Christmas, and then we had to put his head in a box in the end.
It's in the savings and loan.
Yeah, so, you know, it's got to be take his head off. I think
is
the only way he's going to do it. So, I mean, Christmas lights not going to be doing that. I mean, you can get him around his neck, but that's a thick fucking neck.
That is a thick neck, and there's no. I mean, it's a big head as well because you've got the horns as well.
Yeah, so, they're kind of a target though, aren't they?
When they are kind of a target, but if you're trying to get something around his neck, you've either got to get behind him and whip it because you're not going over the top of his head because of the horns. Or you've got to try and manoeuvre to get your arms around them to get in tight. So, I mean, those horns are really going to cause a bit of a delay there.
They are, but then again, I'm thinking about that now, and I'm thinking, like, well, Grinch knows how to ride a sleigh. And, you know, you get those horns wrapped up in those Christmas lights and you mount the bitch, then you've got a Krampus sled, haven't you? Like, you can just ride the fucker all the way down Mount Crumpet.
Well, this is true, yeah.
You know, so, there is, I mean... yeah, you can sort of see him just getting on the back and almost having a slap fight with him as well.
Well, yeah, and the thing is,
yeah, it's back like reaching around the front and slapping him around the face.
Well, this is it. But I mean, not only that, if you think if he's in that position and he has got the lights at a point where he's able to manipulate the head or the horns, if you're on the back and you start pulling the horns sideways, that's really going to hurt.
Mm.
To a point where that's potentially going to do some damage.
It is. I think this is where probably the brute strength of Krampus comes in, though. It's like, how long is the Grinch going to be able to hold on there before Krampus just literally picks him up and fucking slams him?
Well, this is it, isn't it? But again, it depends what he's doing. If he's on his back, it depends what... that sounds dirty. It depends what he's doing behind him. If he's attacking the back of his head, or he's stabbing him from behind, or he's got his lights, so I mean, Christmas lights break really fucking easy. I know, because I broke a shitload of them on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But they break quite easy, so they get really sharp. So again, you've got weapons there where you can be going for eyes, you can be going for ears, you can be trying to jab them into places. Krampus is big, he has the brute strength, he looks particularly thick set. But death by a thousand cuts, you keep on going and going and going.
Well, I mean, that's what took John McClane down eventually, isn't it? I mean, there's the other thing of this version, I said, we're not taking necessarily the one from the movie or the one from Folklore. So if we meet in the middle, he's going to be larger than average, I think. But he's not going to be like the giant hulking beast that he is in the movie. Like, there's going to be elements of that kind of impish, but he's going to be much bigger. But the other thing as well then is that there's an element of he can jump from roof to roof. But the larger you are, the more there's that element of being a bit lumbering and a bit clumsy. Whereas as we've said many, many times before with the Grinch, he's super quick and he can just slither away. He can contort his body, in every iteration as well. We traditionally we lean more towards the cartoon one just because that's my preferred Grinch. I think it's both of our preferred Grinch. But, even if you take elements from the Jim Carrey movie as well, and even from the what I've seen of the newer versions as well, he's still got that kind of contortionist aspect to him. He's gangly, he's able to... So I don't think Krampus is quick enough necessarily to connect a lot of blows. So I think the ones that he does connect with have to count, is the thing.
And this is the thing. And whether he's 10 Grinches plus 2 or whether he's just normal Grinch, there's an element of Homer to him whereby it doesn't matter how much you hit him or how hard you hit him. He's just like a sponge.
Yes. Yeah, this is the thing. I think toe-to-toe, despite the fact that Krampus has got the weight and he looks nastier and he's got the sticks and he's got the chains, I think as we see so often on this podcast, I think I kind of give it to the Grinch. Because I think even though he's smaller, I think he's probably got the better reach of the two. He's certainly more agile.
He's definitely more agile and more lithe. I think... almost to a point where it's become sort of parodied now, whereby you can almost see the sort of the Matrix type moves where Krampus swings a chain at him and he just bends over backwards and it goes over his head and he stands up straight again. You almost get that thing where, because of the way the character's been portrayed, and as it's not in the original book, but certainly implied in the 60s in the cartoon, and then when he comes through to Jim Carrey, and I can't remember who directed the new one, and Scott Mosier was involved in it, but I can't remember who directed it. When you get into that, the character is very spry and very sprightly and moves very, very well and unimaginably so, given the shape on the character. Yes. And that's something they've always done. And I think certainly going back to the original cartoon, that's something that you saw a lot of with cartoons of that era, where people could, something was going between their legs, they could go up on their tiptoes, but also pick up their crotch. So all of a sudden, the gap between their legs was four times bigger.
Yeah.
Or they could bend over backwards. Or if they're sticking an arm out, they could stretch an arm and things. So it all kinds of buys into that. And I think you're right. I think that certainly assists with the reach on the Grinch.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think he's got the reach. I think he's also, again, as we've said previously, got more environmental awareness and spatial awareness. I think he's got that tavern brawler aspect about him. Let's not forget as well, if they're running across the rooftop, he's going to have his sack full of shit that he's stolen as well.
Yeah.
So as well as having the Christmas lights, he can be like whipping cans of hoo-hash him and just pulling out fucking roast beasts and everything and just hurling it all at Krampus.
Just hurling presents and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, so it's really, this comes down to what kind of tenacity, I guess, does Krampus have to just keep pushing through that, to the point of, can he just push through all that barrage of shit getting thrown at him? Terminator style. Just
I don't think that'll be an issue. I think he will just be able to run through it. I think the problem you'll have with Krampus, and it's possibly an ignorance thing on my part, but I mean, I don't know enough about the overall legend, the overall lore, but I kind of equate him in this situation to a bit like Wile E. Coyote. He's going to keep on going until he runs off the end of a cliff.
Yeah. There's no real, as far as I know anyway, there's no real kind of weakness or way to stop him or anything like that. It's like, if you've been bad, then Krampus is coming for you and he's going to put you in a sack and take you to hell.
Yeah, so, I think the technical term is you be fucked.
You be fucked, correct. I think you're right. I think he's just going to keep coming until either he is killed or he's got the Grinch in his sack and he's taking him directly to hell. Now, I think perhaps his best option here, even if he keeps rushing forward, he's still got to make that connection. And I don't think he's going to connect with any blows. I don't think the sticks are even going to do it, because I think the Grinch is going to get out of the way of those as well.
Yeah.
I think what he needs to do is use that, you know, if we take some of the powers that he has in the film, because he's got no real powers either in traditional folklore, but if he can, like, open up those fucking portals and drag him straight down to hell, then that's got to be the move. It's got to be, like, open the fucking hell mouth underneath the Grinch.
Yeah.
But even so, you know, the Grinch is likely, as we've seen in the cartoon, to just turn himself sideways, stick both feet on one wall, his hands on the other one, and just shimmy straight back up.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just going to fall straight down into a portal and be like, fucked.
And this is what I was thinking is that, I mean, if you got to that point where he does open up this big hellhole, is that he's still going to be chasing the Grinch, and more likely than not, he's going to be running into it himself.
This is the thing, because he's on ice as well, snow and ice. He's going to be able to stop, so he's going to skid.
Yeah.
But then, I guess if he goes into hell, it's not really a problem, because he's a demon anyway, so it's not a drama. The Grinch, I guess, just needs to get back out and seal that hole up.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think the thinking behind it would be, as I say, he's a demon, so he's not going to suffer the same fate as anybody he chucks in there. And also we see that in the end of the film. That's not necessarily a problem on its own. It's not as if he's getting sealed in a snowball. But if the Grinch can get it closed somehow or sealed somehow, then does that count as a win? Because if he's in there but not dead.
Well, this is exactly what we did with Father Christmas, isn't it? With cutting their head off. But I mean, obviously, he gets out of there for one night every year. So he's only going to be trapped there for another year. And that's assuming, like, the Grinch would basically have to do this at the stroke of midnight, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
GMT time, for those of you, that listened last week. Not the time at the pole. He would have to do it at... So you'd have to give him the runaround, essentially, until midnight.
Yeah.
Then he'd have to lure him in the hole. Then he'd have to fill the hole up. I don't think filling the hole up would be a problem at all, because you can just cover it in snow. I don't think that would be a problem. It's more that can he survive? Because, I mean, what time does it get? I mean, it's not even what time to get dark, because, like, Father Christmas and Krampus are not coming around, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, are they?
Yeah.
Like, realistically, but you can say, like, what, then, 8 I o'clock mean, at night, they start their runs, maybe.
That doesn't matter, anyway, because, going back to the film, so I'm really not sure about the lore, but going back to the film, I think they summoned him, like, the 23rd.
True.
They have, like, 3 fucking days of him.
True. I mean, in traditional lore, it's Krampusnacht, isn't it? Which is actually early in December. I don't know the date, but it's not actually Christmas Eve. It's like early December. But it's one night. It's one night where he wanders around just kicking the shit out of all the bad kids and taking them to hell. Yeah. So I guess we have to figure, like, Father... So if we, just for ease and for reason, you know, making that fit roughly here with the Grinch, if we say that's Christmas Eve that he's coming out, like, I guess realistically from what, 7:30, 8 o'clock, kids go to bed? I don't know. I ain't got kids. What time kids go to bed?
On Christmas Eve, about fucking 5 to midnight.
Well, no, they don't, because the sooner they go to bed, the sooner it's good. They don't fucking sleep.
No, they don't
fucking
sleep, no.
I'm
trying to think. I'll be down by about 9 on Christmas Eve.
Right, there you go.
In the really fucking vain hope that they won't get up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
So let's give it a bit. Let's give benefit of the doubt a bit as well. Then let's call it 8:30, right? Yeah. Let's call it 8:30. So Grinch has got to survive for. I'm doing maths on my fingers.
Three and a half hours.
3.5 hours, and that is maths for our American listeners. Okay, the correct word is maths. That's what I was doing. Sorry, that's a me thing. So, okay. So he's got to survive for 3.5 hours. That's a lot of fucking running around.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get pretty fucking winded. Like, I don't know that he can manage that. He's pretty spry, as we say, but Whoville is small. Like, you can't.
He's going to be up and down the fucking mountain, isn't he? That's going to take it out of him.
Well, I mean, if you get to the top of Mount Crumpet, you can possibly, like, same thing. You get Krampus run off the end of Mount Crumpet. Hmm. And then he just go tumbling all the way down to the bottom. But it's what, like, would that kill him? Taking that fall, I don't think that would kill him.
No.
I'll
give him a stitch.
Yeah. So I think, like Krampus is going to open that hole too early, is what I'm saying. Like, yeah. he's going to come in the hole too early. I reached for that one. Sorry.
I'll allow it. It's Christmas.
Yeah. So even if Grinch gets back out and fills... I didn't have to reach for that one. I just opened my mouth and there it was. Even if he gets back out and fills the hole... Krampus is just going to just burst back out, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's going to come back out. Now, I don't know if there's a designated place that he has to emerge. I guess there's not. If he can open portals anyway, he just pops back out.
Well, because there's nothing to say where he comes from, is there?
I mean, presumably what I would do if I was him at this point now is just come up behind the Grinch, really, and take him from behind. That's the... You pop up behind him with your fucking chains with your bells on and just... nutsack him.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that and the whole, I mean, so we're talking about the film that he can be under the ground and drag people underneath the snow and stuff like that. The problem is, I know this is a very, you know, a very common thing. If you're having this sort of fight, your chains and bells, you ain't sneaking up on any fucker.
True. I hadn't thought about that. He is not stealthy, is he?
No, he's about as stealthy as me.
I hadn't thought of that. So actually, yeah, he ain't coming up behind the Grinch at all, is he?
No.
He's going to be able to avoid him.
Yeah, he's just going to hear it and go, "Oh, hello."
Yeah,
it's not going to be that easy. And I know, going back to the film, I know he was able to drag people under the snow, but it wasn't as if he was invisible and stealthy at that point either, because you could see the snow moving for a start. You could hear the rustling and all the moving and stuff, because he was moving that quickly.
Yes, true.
No, it's not like he's underneath a sheet of ice and he just punches through and the person falls down. You see him moving. That's how they're able to shoot at him, because they know where he is.
True. This is true.
That advantage is gone, really.
It's gone, but then even if he goes under the snow, he's going to be quite difficult to hit at that point. It's like the Grinch is going to see him, but what has he got that he can hit him with is the question there, isn't it? And, you know, whatever he does hit him with, what kind of damage is that going to cause?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm thinking it's more a to running away than to attacking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he can constantly give him the runaround, but he can't.
That's not going to get it.
He can't keep moving for 3.5 hours, can he? He's not that fit. So that's not going to work. It's no good him climbing up on a roof, because if he climbs on a roof, you can just open a portal into the house. So that's not going
to
work.
Or just jump up there like he has done. You know, I mean, we see him leaping from roof to roof anyway, so it's not going to make a difference to that.
Exactly. So I don't think the Grinch can hide from him for 3.5 hours. He's going to have to face him down. Now, in that face-off, as I say, I think fisticuffs, if he could get his hands on the Grinch properly, like if he could probably grab hold of him, then he could probably rip him in two. But I don't think he'd be able to do that. So it's going to be opening this hole. So then you get stuck in this kind of just reciprocal loop of open a hole, Grinch doesn't fall down the hole, Krampus falls down the hole. Open a new hole, Grinch doesn't fall down the hole, Krampus falls down the hole. Like, sooner or later, one of them's got to learn. And I think, you know, it's going to be Krampus. He's going to learn, actually, maybe I shouldn't run towards him when I open the hole. So
maybe open the hole, we're opening a smaller one behind him. So when he thinks he's getting away from it, he falls into another one.
Well, I think that the move is open the hole, have him fall down it, have him do his, like, he's going to try and scurry back up. But then if you slowly walk over to the edge of the hole, then as his fucking, every time his feet or his hands come back up, you just stamp on them, don't you? And you just keep him in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
It's that easy. You flip this on its head. He has to keep the Grinch in the hole. Then if he wants to, fill the hole in. So the Grinch is trapped down there. Now, again, he hasn't got strength of 10 Grinches plus 2 at this point. He hasn't learned any lessons. Krampus hasn't taught him anything.
No.
So he's not going to have the upper body strength to keep himself elevated in that position forever.
Sure, if you're a mythical being who can open up hell holes in the floor, if he's holding on to either end, just fucking expand it.
Yes, that works as well. Yeah.
And then make the hole bigger and so he can't hold on to it. Or crack the ground he's already holding on to so it breaks away.
Or close the hole with him holding both sides up.
Just concertina him, squish him in.
How would that work? Would that squish him or would that just bury him essentially?
I don't know.
Because that's the key, isn't it? Because if it squishes him, then that's a win. He's dead.
Yeah.
If it buries him alive, like if he just gets encased in it, then he's not technically dead at this point, is he?
No.
He could potentially get himself out.
Well, yeah, because that's the other thing about it. If he closes the hole, even if he doesn't squish him, does he fall in or is he in the ground?
That's what I'm saying. Does he fall down to hell? Because there's a difference here as well, isn't it? Because he could fall down to hell but still be alive.
Well, yeah, it depends on I mean, coming back to the reading of the film we talked about.
Yeah.
He could just be, you know, in some sort of perpetual purgatory.
Yes, exactly. Rather than be actually dead, he's just dropped it. Because that's the thing, isn't it? For him to be dead, like, we're going to define that as his body has to have just given in, basically. Mm. Yeah?
His head needs to be on a wall somewhere.
Yeah. So if he just drops down and he's still whole, then that's just his spirit that we're talking about, isn't it? You know? Yeah. So, okay. So let's get philosophical about this then.
Not something I expected to do today.
No, me either. So let's say then the hole closes. See, I don't know. I know science would dictate that it would squish him because the mass of the Earth is heavier than the mass of his body. Yeah. So if it's moving together at that velocity, it's going to crush him, isn't it?
But then, physics kind of goes out the window because you've opened up a big hole underneath the ground anyway. So
but
it's
this
not
is the
as
thing.
It's
and
not
also,
as if you're compacting Earth. I mean, if you think of like an excavation cave again, for example, all that Earth has to go somewhere.
Yes.
But because there's nothing underneath,
it can't go in.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily going to work, is it?
Plus, especially with the Grinch, we're in the realms of cartoon physics. So it would be.
You could literally turn him into an accordion.
Yes, this is what I'm thinking. Like, it's going to squish him down into like a tiny little, and then it's going to open back up, and he's going to expand again, and it's going to squish again. Now, maybe that's his own type of purgatory. Maybe he just continually does that for eternity. I don't know. But he's
still not dead then.
If he eventually drops down into hell, purgatory, whatever you want to call it, and he's not dead, then again, he could potentially escape.
Yeah.
But the truth of it is, I don't think he'd want to.
No.
Because he's the Grinch. Like, this is the best place ever for him.
Mm.
No, like, everybody's anti-Christmas.
Yeah.
there's suffering and misery everywhere. Like, he'd fucking love it.
Yeah, perfect.
He'd absolutely love it. So,
unless hell is subjective, in which case he would go there and it's Christmas every day and wizards now, run away.
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it? Because again, if we take Krampus's ending the right way, then that is definitely like everybody has their own personal hell.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because if it is, then yeah, he's trapped in Christmas Town, essentially.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the way it goes, because I was going to say otherwise. He's down there in the fiery pits of hell with Hitler and Satan and everybody else having a whale of a fucking time with all his besties.
He's going to be down there with fucking Bing Crosby and Shaggy.
Because if he's down there with all of those guys, then Krampus hasn't really, he hasn't killed him for the purposes of the podcast, but also he's not fulfilled his purpose because he's not punishing him. He's actually rewarded him.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, okay, let's follow this through to this logical conclusion. And yeah, he's down there with fucking Bing Crosby and Buddy the Elf and John McClane and all the previous opponents who can now gang up on him. Okay, this is a reach. So you tell me if you allow it or not, I guess. And listeners can argue with us, because where I'm going with this is still ain't dead. He's in purgatory. He's suffering, yeah, but he's not dead. But if he's suffering in the land of Christmas spirit, then surely he is going to learn the true meaning of Christmas sooner or later.
Yep.
At which point he hulks up.
Yep.
Now, also, at that point, I don't know. Again, I'm making these rules up as I go along because this
Well, let's be fair. There aren't any hard or fast rules for this fictitious world. So let's roll with it. See where we end up.
But surely, then, if this is like a self-imposed purgatory from Krampus, where he's like, right, what is the worst thing ever? I'm going to put you there because you don't understand Christmas. Then in a roundabout way, by trapping him there, Krampus has taught him the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
At which point would he then be expelled from purgatory? Because he'd come out the other, because that's the point of purgatory, isn't it? You're one or the other, right? Yeah. So if he's learned his lesson, then surely he escapes the underworld.
Yeah.
Right? He'll be back in time for Christmas Day because he's got to carve the roast beast, and time is a different thing in the underworld anyway. Hmm. Right? Now, in this case, he's stolen all of the food. All of the food. And he's not going to have a lot of time to put this right because he's thrown it all at Krampus as well. So it's not that he's got a big sack of presents on the back of his sleigh that he can cheerily ride down Mount Krampus. So he needs to find a roast beast from somewhere. And there's a giant, giant fucking roast beast kicking around above ground.
Trying to kill him.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he emerges with the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2 and the desire to sort out everyone else's Christmas, at this point, does he just go on a Grinchy rampage and just start smashing shit everywhere at Krampus? Like, at this point, he could be lifting up fucking houses and dropping them on Krampus.
Well, yeah, he could be throwing cars and sleighs and all sorts at him.
He's unstoppable when he gets like this. Like, he literally can pick the sleigh up. That's a canon thing that we've seen him do. He can pick up the sleigh and just throw it at Krampus. Now, I don't care how high you can fucking jump or how fast you can jump. If a sleigh's coming at you, you've got a fucking problem.
Yeah.
So even if Krampus jumps out of the way of the sleigh, right, fine. The Grinch has now got the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. Now, we haven't seen this in anything, but again, physics of our world, surely this works like the Hulk now. If he's super, super strong, he can jump super, super high because he's got giant fucking strength in his legs.
Yeah.
So he can therefore meet Krampus in the air if he jumps out of the way of the sleigh.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we've got an airborne smackdown between the two of them. Except now, not only can Krampus not land a blow on the Grinch because he's still got his bendy body and how lithe he is.
Yeah.
But now every blow that the Grinch lands is 10 times as strong. Yeah. So, like, he's going to be breaking fucking ribs, breaking his back, everything.
Yeah. It's going to be that Hulk thing where he picks him by his feet and just swings around and smashes him on the floor.
It literally is. And then he just rides him all the way back down. Like, he literally... If they're up in the air, they land on the top of Mount Krampus. Grinch just bends him in half.
Just rides him down like a sleigh.
Rides him down Mount Krampus for the canon ending of the Grinch, where he returns back to the town with the roast beast, and they roast Krampus over an open fire, and the Grinch, he himself, carves the roast beast.
Yeah.
I think I'll take that.
I'll take that.
I think that might be a reach.
I think I'll take that. I mean, I think it's
justified.
It's logical. No, we've taken small logical steps, and their conclusions were.
Yes, exactly.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's let's be fair. It's all a fucking reach. You know, it's the Grinch and Krampus.
We're literally talking about two fictional beings fighting each other.
Yeah, might as well be Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's next year, because fucking hell, somebody's got to beat him eventually.
Yeah, but Jesus Christmas is a baby.
I mean, I literally thought, and I thought that was all week, I've been like, right, who's fighting Krampus next year? Because he's going to murder the Grinch. But as soon as you think about it, like, he hasn't, other than the fact that he's big and scary and imposing, he's got a lot to bring to this fight, really, because all of the work, as you said, is done by the minions.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just a little imp with some sticks.
Yeah.
Which ain't going to do it for the, like, yeah, frighten the shit out of me.
And put the fucking gingerbread man in this. That's a different story.
Different story, yeah. Or the elves, even. Like,
just the fucking gingerbread man would do it. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Like, or the
food, the food eats you. No, not having that.
Scary fucking clown snake or whatever. Like, there are plenty of things that could take the Grinch out here. But Krampus himself, I don't think is one of them.
No.
So I think I'm giving this to Grinch. I think the Grinch has got it.
I think so.
I think it is that. Like, Krampus's main move is going to be, like, putting him in hell. That's Krampus's MO. That's what he does. He doesn't kill the children. His whole thing is to torture them.
Yeah.
And you can't torture the Grinch because you just, you invoke Super Grinch.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's the way it's, that's kind of the way it plays out.
It is. He's fucking done it again. I even had new music queued up for the end of this fucking episode. Now I've got to put it at the front.
Well, I mean, last year with Frosty, it wasn't such an issue because Frosty's a pussy anyway. But I think certainly John McClane and Buddy looked like they had it won.
Yeah, John McClane certainly did, and he nicked it, and he's done it again.
He's snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
He's unkillable, this motherfucker.
Fuck, that's 5-0. Right, listeners, who the fuck can we put against the Grinch next year?
They've got to have a Christmas connection, all right? You can't just write in and be like Chuck Norris, right? Because, like, yes, obviously, but But like, there's no Christmas connection there, okay? No. So there has to be the Christmas connection.
There's got to be like a John Wick Christmas special or something, isn't there?
Like, yeah, give it to us. Who can do this? Like, yeah, maybe it needs to be Jesus, because he's basically Superman.
But Christmas Jesus is a baby, so it's not going to work.
Oh, fuck, yeah, you're right, aren't you? Well, I mean, he had more than one... Well, no, he didn't have more than one Christmas in his lifetime, did he? Because there wasn't Christmases. there was the Christmas, and then it didn't become Christmas until much later on, did it?
Yeah, until the church decided they could monetize it.
Monetize it, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, we've got a year to think about it. And we ain't having no fucking ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future either, because they're already dead. So that
they're already dead. They can't fight.
Yeah, that's unfair. Fuck.
Yeah, I thought this was it. I thought this was going to be the one.
Mm. I'm stumped. Yeah. I'm stumped. Yeah, I know we got there, but we followed that. As you said, we followed that through logically, because I did not think it was going to go that way.
No.
But that tends to be the way with our Christmas ones. It's been the way with almost every Christmas one ever since fucking Kevin McAllister took out Father Christmas, where we were like, yeah, but no, he's a kid. There you go. Christmas.
No, he lost that one. Santa won that one.
No, I thought.
No, because Santa stayed on for George Bailey.
Did he?
Hence the head in the savings alone.
Oh, the head in the savings alone. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. Okay, I stand corrected. I mean, that was a long fucking time
ago. That was 7 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, out of a run of 7 Christmas specials on this show, the Grinch has won 5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ludicrous. Write in, listeners.
We're trying.
And genuinely, like, we switched out what we were going to do, because we were like, oh, yeah, Krampus will take him down. We switched this one out.
Right? Because otherwise it would be too easy. The opponent we did have was kind of lame.
Very lame. And it would have been too easy, but we won't say, in case any of you suggest it, and then we can make fun of you. It's all in jest. Please don't be afraid of us making fun of you. We won't be mean, I promise.
Mm, yeah, probably not.
I won't be mean.
Anyway, by all means, if you've got one for us, please let us know, because we're kind of stuck now. We have lists of fights and episodes we're going to do. And every time we get to sort of end of October, beginning of November, we go, oh, right, it was the Christmas one this year. Oh, fuck, this is looking a bit sparse. And every year it gets a little bit quieter.
And it's purely because they have to fight the Grinch. So some of them on their own would be interesting pairings, but we're looking at them going like, no, Grinch will take him.
Is that not like a multiverse thing where there's like an anti-Grinch? What? Surely Marvel or DC have done like an anti-Grinch.
What, as in like super cheery? Because that would be Buddy the Elf. Or if you're talking about like a mean-spirited Christmas miser, then, I mean, yeah, maybe the Snow Miser, maybe?
I don't know. I'm clutching at straws now. I'm running out of ideas.
I don't know either. Oh, man, this is... I mean, maybe actual Jack Frost?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Think of it. He's got to be a Christmas serial killer out there somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, got to be.
Got to be.
Yeah. Well, we've got a year.
We've got a year. We'll work something out. But it gets more and more difficult every year.
Yeah. But the long and the short of that 5-minute detour was that in the Christmas battle of the Grinch and Krampus, Grinch is 5-0.
Yeah.
It's quite a fucking streak.
It is.
If you do have any ideas or anything to say about that, please get in touch and let us know, because we're stumped. You can get us on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net, where you can also get our previous episodes and other shows as well. On Facebook and YouTube with the Double M Podcast Network. Wherever you get your podcasts from, like, subscribe, leave us a comment. We give us the best we can. But until next time.
Have a safe and enjoyable Christmas, listeners. And if you listen to our other shows I'm sorry if this is the third time you've heard this, but I appreciate some of you only listened to one. So I'm going to wish you all Merry Christmas individually. So have a safe, enjoyable Christmas, and we'll see you in 2022. Christmas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.